At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years. And that is, it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, the artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Man, I got a humdinger for you today because Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney, is with us, and I'm so happy about that because she's great. She's fantastic and comes to us from the Chris Ann Hall Show. If you don't have this show, you ought to, because it will inform you and educate you in a way that I don't think anyone can on the Constitution, hands down. And I really always appreciate her efforts. I have Uncle Milty with me, and also make sure you get your balance of nature, make sure that you're picking up that supplement. It is amazing. Have it in your food storage, whatever. It's amazing. And it's got 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down into a couple of caplets that you can take. And it's awesome. It'll really help you and help your health, too. But I have Chris Ann Hall. And I'd actually want to talk a little bit, Chris Ann, about martial law, because I had this in a post to kind of wake people up. It was a point I was trying to make. I wasn't saying we were actually in martial law, because there's lots of different kinds of little phases of martial law, too. But I think it's interesting because we need to kind of identify. I think by the time I actually was under full on Red Dawn martial law, I wouldn't be able to tell anybody. So I'm just kind of sounding the alarm bell that we're in a voluntary medical situation where we're actually volunteering right now to be shut in. And I think that there's a problem with that. I can still do things. So I still have some of my freedoms, and that's fine. That's great, except for the fact that they're able to do this and really incapacitate people and the economy right now and ruin businesses. So I'd love to get your thoughts, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Well, the first thing that I would say to you is that you're absolutely correct about the voluntary part of it. Mm-hmm. I have been volleying calls from all over the country, and the first thing that I tell people is, look, you've got to read these orders.
Right.
You've got to read your shelter in place.
Yes.
Because unless you actually live under Commie Newsom or, you know, New York City, it's quite likely that your order is not what you think it is.
Yeah, it's an ask.
It is not what the media actually is saying that it is.
It's an ask. It's not a this you're ordered by, which, you know, I think that's important. And I think it's weird that the rest of the, let's say, lawmaking, I hate calling them officials, in the state act like it's a mandate. It's not. It's not a mandate.
No.
So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And most of them are suggestions. Some of them are orders, mm-hmm, with actual, I hate to say teeth, but most of them are like, we're going to give you a warning if you don't go home.
Yeah.
And the majority of them are completely unenforceable, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because what happens is, you get pulled over. They have so many exceptions. The officer says, why are you on the streets? You say, I'm on my way to an essential service. Mm-hmm. And then the officer says, okay, thank you, goodbye, right?
Right.
Because these orders do not contain they're not legislation, so they haven't been taking the time to do the legislation, and they have not created the means by which to prove, right? There's no statutory requirement to prove what you're saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the officer pulls you over, and then you say, hey, I'm on my way to essential service. And if the officer tries to make you prove anything, he has no legal he has no legal guidelines to actually create that proof.
Right.
It's what we call in the legal field unbridled discretion. And the courts do not support a law enforcement officer with the discretion to determine what the evidence of a crime is.
So he, since he doesn't know what papers to ask for, he can't ask for them.
Right.
Okay.
Now, full disclosure, that doesn't mean you're not going to get an officer that's, you know, full of himself or full of herself and wants to arrest you anyway. Okay. But you have to understand that happens every single day,
right.
Not during just states of emergency. That happens every single day. Officers arrest people when they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you you're not going to get arrested. I'm just telling you legally what should be happening.
Okay. Yeah. And I think for me, whenever I refer to that, I don't think people realize that we're actually voluntarily doing this too. I mean, we're losing liberty and they don't even have to actually, I don't think, get to the point of martial law. We're giving it away so fast. It doesn't even, they're not even going to have to do that ever. Giving it away.
Our county just passed what they call safe at home.
Safe at home?
Stay at home. It's okay. Safe at home.
Oh my gosh.
Safe at home. The safe at home order / suggestion says, no businesses are shut down.
Okay.
The only businesses that have to choose not to have business are the businesses that cannot maintain social distancing standards. Now, if you are an essential business on the accepted essential business list, you don't even have to meet social distancing order. And our sheriff has been mad about this the whole time. He's like, look, I'll do what I can, but y'all are nuts. I can't enforce this. I don't have the manpower. Uh-huh. I don't have the resources. So I just want everybody to be on notice. I am not turning this county into a police state.
Right.
So
right.
Just mind your business and be smart.
But you and I know that it's the full on progressive liberals that want to come over and mace you because you're at a park. I mean, they don't even have to do a police state. They got enough crazies out there that are so wound up in this thing that they're actually doing death threats if you take a walk or walk your dog. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, which is crazy because my assistant in Texas, when her county did their stay at home order, the stay at home order exempted dog walking.
Oh my gosh.
So you can violate the stay at home order as long as you walk your dog, but the churches have to be closed.
Yes, you can, and you can go into a post office, which never had the threat of closing, and you can stand a foot from each other in a post office or have 50 people in a post office. But how dare you go sit in a restaurant booth that is about 4 or 5 feet away from the next restaurant booth, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Just making sure.
And here's the thing. I just want everybody to know this, and I hope everybody who's listening to this takes this to heart, because one of the things that I've been doing this week is I have been working with a national firm, Liberty Council, with attorneys there to help establish legal precedent for our churches to stay open in spite of these orders. And we have been working very, very hard. And if any church, any pastor wants to stay open in spite of these laws, you need to contact either me or Liberty Council, and we will get you set up in a defensive position so that you can have church.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yeah,
because the church is an essential service, and it's always been an essential service.
Well,
and for the for the people like Fort Bend, Texas, who specifically said that churches must close down, but then exempted liquor stores.
Grocery stores. You can be in a grocery store. You can go to your local Walmart, no problem, but sit in a church together? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's impossible.
Can I give you an analogy that came to me last night?
Please.
So, Coach, you guys know that I was a Russian linguist in the Army.
Yes.
And that we not only studied the language, we studied the culture. So I know a lot about Russian history.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually posted this on social media because it hit me hard last night. In 1940, USSR, okay?
Uh-huh.
The government was in charge of the businesses, but provided funding for food, shelter, and provided jobs. In 1940, USSR, you had to stand in line for toilet paper. And the churches were closed down, but the vodka flowed freely.
Oh my
Fast
gosh.
Forward to 2020 USA, right?
Ooh, yeah.
The governments are now in charge of the businesses, but promising to fund our food, our shelter, and to reimburse our businesses. Not only that, Americans are standing in line for toilet paper, and churches are deemed non-essential, but liquor stores are deemed essential. Please tell me that communism has not come to America now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just digesting what you just said. Yeah. What can we say? I mean, we have President Fauci running our nation, apparently. We've got complete and total government access to business now. And you can loot trillions, because we have more trillion-dollar bills going to pass. Nobody cares that money's going to NASA or the John F. Kennedy Center or anything. Nobody cares about the looting. Nobody even cares.
$1 million to the guy who holds the door in the Senate, the door opener, the doorman at the Senate gets $1 million.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard that one.
$23 million extra dollars for congressional salaries. Do you know what this new budget does? It does not support local businesses. It supports government businesses. And my husband and I were talking, why do we have to fund government businesses additional, or government agencies additional money? Government agencies never lost money. Their budget is set until October. And even the people they sent home as non-essential are still getting paid.
Yep.
So why do we have to send them $23 million more?
Amen, sister. I have no idea. But I know that this bill was written far in advance. This is no surprise bill. They worked on this for a long time before we had this. They really did. They couldn't have spun it out this quick,
well,
right?
Well, they have these things.
Yeah.
Always in
like the
waiting,
Patriot.
Because they know a crisis will come.
Yes, yes. We never were the same after the Patriot Act, too, and we won't be the same after this. We might actually get up and rolling in a 10 to 15 days because they can't keep this up forever right now on us. But I don't know if you disagree with that. I'm going to come right back and beg you to stay. One second. I'm going to be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still.
I've got Chris Ann Hall with me for a few minutes, and I've got Uncle Milty with me. And let me just tell you, that's a fantastic song by Madison Rising. You know, I'm not feeling super free. I feel kind of free. And I just hope people can see through the insanity. And I hope that we as a nation can see the insanity after President Fauci, who thinks he's president, actually came out and said, now we're looking at corona as seasonal. Yeah, duh. It's a cold virus. Anyway, I'm hoping that we see it. Chrisanne, thoughts? I don't even know what to say anymore.
You mean Overlord Fauci? That's what I've been calling him, Overlord Fauci.
He loves a good virus.
Look, here's my prayer and my plea. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that this is not a problem that Kate Daly listeners have, but I know it's a problem that Kate Daly listeners have with other people.
Yes.
My prayer is that for some miracle happen overnight and the wind of rational thought sweep through the minds of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not being rational.
Nope.
And, but that's the symptom of fear. That's how they use their power, right? Because fear takes what would normally be a rational thinking person and making them mind-numbingly irrational.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, I know I've lived in situations of fear in my life, and I've had to battle with my mind being completely off the rails.
Right.
But here's the thing. We can't sustain this. Mm-hmm. And when we have tyrannical leaders imposing unnecessary rules and regulations, we are not Italy.
Yep.
We are not Spain. My goodness, we are nowhere Europe. We are Americans.
Yes.
And Americans are not going to roll over and take it the way Europeans do. My goodness. It hasn't been that long since most European countries have gotten rid of kings and queens, and some of them still have them. So we haven't had one of those in over 200 years.
Yeah.
And the people are going to get tired of these lockdowns when they keep looking around in the neighborhood and seeing nobody dying and start realizing, you know, I'm starving to death because the government is stupid and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And
that's what Americans are going to do.
Thank you. Amen. And guess what the death rate in America is right now? It is 0.0000035. That is the death rate in America right now, while New York is claiming not enough morgue space in their state alone, with just 13 people they say are dead from this. Let me just say, there's five zeros, 0.0000035. This is the death rate in America and why we are shutting down the economy and looting the coffers.
All right, let me go on the record here to make a prophecy. And
okay.
I don't do this. But when we get to the end, and this is a nothing burger.
Okay.
And now I'm just condemned, right? Because I said nothing burger.
Right.
And everybody's like, I'm a hater. I want people to die in the streets and the bodies to line up or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Get over yourself. Let me make this prediction.
Okay.
When we get through this and we're not Italy, when we're not Italy, it's going to be, oh, look what we did to save you because we did all of this. We acted quickly.
Yep.
We shut you down. You need to be thanking us for this. When in reality, let me give you a little statistic here.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea has 52 million people in a geographical area the size of Minnesota. Okay?
Okay.
Minnesota only has 5 million people. So if you take Minnesota and you shove it with 52 million people, you have South Korea.
Okay.
South Korea is in the hotbed of the coronavirus outbreak, and they're already getting out of it. They're already seeing reduced infections and reduced mortality rates, and they never once issued a stay-at-home order, and they never shut down a single business.
Amen, sister. Amen. That's all. Amen.
How is it that South Korea has more liberty than America?
Yep.
It's unbelievable. I know. And I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know why people aren't waking up. We've identified Corona since 1960. And look at us. We, our founding fathers gave up everything. They fought a bloody revolution against the biggest empire of the world to give us America. And we're afraid of a cold virus. A cold virus. We're giving it up for this.
Before I go, let me drop in just one little piece of historical trivia for all those federal supremacists out there who want to say, well, the founders would have intended our federal government to get involved in a pandemic at this level. No, they wouldn't. Because if they would, they would have.
Yeah.
Because, you see, these people walk around acting like, you know, we invented pandemics in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our founding fathers didn't know about this, but they had smallpox. And by goodness, the bubonic plague was in 1413. So don't tell me they didn't know about plagues and pandemics. They intentionally kept that power from the federal government because of what we're seeing now.
Amen, sister. Thank you, and have a great show. Thank you. Chris Ann Hall. ChrisAnnHall.com.
God bless you.
Thank you.